This special edition in-depth program on the Tulip Queen and her court is brought to you in part by Precision Pulley and Idler, Central College, and Thistles. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Two Rivers Cooperative, Langstrat Auto Body, and Van Haften Plumbing and Heating. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's that time of year again, the Tulip Queen announcement party. In the second part of a two-part program, let's go in-depth with Lori Lorenz, Sue Dre, and Tom Vanderwell. So the Tulip Time announcement party's coming up. What's different this year than normal? I mean, this is COVID times. It's nice it's still happening. It's important for the community. What's different this time?
Well, our judges will be masked. I think a lot about that when the girls are interviewing. You know, it's not as personal, it's not as warm. We obviously are not open to the public. We have not sold tickets. So for the girls, once again, they're on stage. You have a little more of an empty, less intimate feeling. When you see space out in the audience, it will be interesting to see how that changes or maybe doesn't change their performances. But it is going to have a different feel this year.
All right, so just the judges, the girls, family, I presume, are going to be there. Everybody else is going to have to watch it on live stream.
Family will be there, yes.
Right, there are no tickets being sold to the public. So it's just the family that the candidates could say how many tickets they wanted for their immediate family or some friends. And because there is a limited seating, as because of the spacing, they have to have two seats between each family grouping and a row in between two. So it's been a challenge as far as figuring out how to space them to be safe, you know, to the...
But there are still some tickets by the family that are being purchased, or just...
Yes. Okay. Yes. At $4 and an additional $4 at $7. And so that's why the challenge, because some of them decided not to have all 10, and some went with 4, 7, etc. So we have the spacing as far as the row in between each family grouping and two seats in between each family grouping, too, if they're in the same...
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Tulip Queen and her court is brought to you in part by the Quilted Windmill, Wood Iron Grill, and L&M Storage. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Pella Hy-Vee, Culver's of Pella, and Vander Linden Detailing.
I continued my conversation with Lori Lorenz, Sue Dre, and Tom Vanderwell about the Tulip Queen announcement party. Briefly, just explain what your role has been in all of this, Lori.
I am actually a member of the steering committee, but my slice of the pie have to do with the Queen and Court, Duchesses, Dutch Dancing, Dutch Family Singers, a lot of the performance groups. So then I work with the Queen's Announcement Party Committee.
Okay.
So we kind of work in conjunction, and I'm the link to the steering committee.
Mm-hmm. And your role, Sue?
this year has been chairman, so I just call the meetings, make sure that everybody can come and find a meeting spot. And then also, then my duty or responsibility is tickets and posters and like the programs and basically the as far as the front line?
The front of house.
The front of house.
Yes.
So what does that mean?
That's actually it's a theater term, and that's the person who handles all of the tickets and reservations and cancellations. So that's in the theater world, that's called the front of house.
Anything happening outside of where the performance is?
And let me say, Sue is our organizer.
Yes.
She's a good organizer.
She sees me quite a bit in the group because I am way above and beyond.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Tulip Queen and her court is brought to you in part by Pella Community Schools and the Pella Historical Society. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Lemon Tree Tea House and Restaurant in Newton, Sunny Slope Greenhouse, and Home Realty.
I continued my conversation with Lori Lorenz, Sue Dre, and Tom Vanderwell about the Tulip Queen announcement party. And Tom, what's your role?
This is my third year of being Master of Ceremonies for the evening, which is more than just being there for the announcement party and also calm them, assure them that everything's okay, make sure that they have what they need, and be somebody that they can go to if they've got have a question that they need to ask and everybody else is busy, kind of thing.
And then you end up asking them questions.
I do. So the way that it works is there are a total of three questions that the girls are asked during the announcement party. The first one is what's called the impromptu question. And right as the announcement party is beginning, Lori and the steering committee hand me a sealed envelope that has the impromptu question. I have no idea what it is, but then I unseal it and I ask every girl that same question right after they give their presentation.
And they don't see the other girls' answers.
No, so they're in a back room. Nobody knows what it is. It's kept very secret. So that gives the judges the opportunity to see how each girl answers the same question. It can be almost anything. I think last year's question, if I remember right, was if Domini Scolti and his wife Maria could you know, travel in time and be a part of Tulip Time today, what do you think their thoughts would be? What do you think their opinion would be of the festivities? So that was the question.
Well, they'd freak out with all the automobiles moving around. Did anybody answer like that?
You know, we got a really diverse group of answers.
What
but
a great question.
It's a chance for the judges to hear the girls kind of think on their feet and be asked a question. The other two questions come a little bit later in the evening, and there are two questions that they ask. Every girl, every candidate fills out a form that tells us about their activities and their Tulip Time memories and their experiences. And from that questionnaire, each candidate gets to tell me one thing they want me to ask them about. So they get at least one of the three that they know they can nail because they can practice. And then I get to choose as Master of Ceremonies to pick, and I confine it to things they've talked about on their questionnaire, but it's two pages of lots of questions, so I have opportunity to pick almost anything off of those two pages to ask the girls about.
That's one responsibility I wouldn't want. I mean, wow.
That interview process is very important because the girls' job a lot is to be on television, radio, speaking in front of groups where they don't know what the questions are going to be. And so thinking on their feet is very important.
Yeah, I think about, because the girls go to the Capitol every year. They visit with the governor. They visit with all of the representatives and senators. You know, talk about nerve-wracking to have these, you know, really important people in our state just asking you anything.
Right.
And they have to represent as well.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Tulip Queen and her court is brought to you in part by Ulrich's Meat Market and Dowie Pest Control. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Car Care, Golf Cars of Iowa, and WellGuard CPAs and Advisors.
I continued my conversation with Lori Lorenz, Sue Dre, and Tom Vanderwell about the Tulip Queen announcement party.
Well, there are just something special about these girls. It's not, I don't know, this year's crop, but every year at Tulip Time, I wander the crowd and I just do interviews of just random people. And I sort of look for somebody that has a spark. And because I know they'll want to talk to me. If somebody looks grumpy, I'm not going to go talk to them, but there's a spark. And over the years, I've almost every year, one of the people that has that spark that I didn't know is a former queen or a member of the court. They have that spark, and one of them was like 50 years ago, and she had that spark. She was one of the sparkiest of them all, actually. It was a really, really good interview. So this process selects some great kids.
Mm-hmm. It does. Mm-hmm. And we have some great, great girls in the community. You know, they're putting themselves up there. I'm guessing that a lot of people listening today would not put themselves in that same position to be on stage and judged and interviewed, and you need to perform. So sometimes we have to sit back and think, these are 17 and 18 year old girls. Yes. They are not professionals. They don't have a journalism degree. They don't have a theater degree, and just put things back in perspective. And they amaze us every year.
So when is it again, and how do we as members of the public watch it?
It's November 14, Saturday, November 14, at 7 o'clock at Pella Christian High School. And tickets are not available, but they can live stream it.
How do people watch?
KNIA KRLS will be live streaming it. And they can go to Pella Historical website, or they can go to Pella Historical Facebook.
Okay. So if they just go to our webpage, they're used to going to that.
They should be able to find it. Yeah.
All right. Well, very good. Now, for the program yesterday, I asked Sue about a special moment that means a lot to her. Can you share a special moment of your time in participating, or this year, if you don't mind, just something very special that happened?
Well, I think this year is an odd year, and we need some joy. And so this is kind of like renewing, that maybe the spring will be starting to come out of this pandemic. Hopefully there'll be some light. And so, you know, any springtime, that's a renewed lifetime thing. So as we go into Queen's Announcement Party, it just kind of gives me hope and joy.
And Tom?
I was amazed. Again, I have to share, I had a friend whose children went to Lincoln School. And back when they were talking about what are we going to do with Lincoln School, one of the comments he made was, "We grow great kids in the Domine Maria's garden." And because Lincoln is used to be part of the Domine Maria, and I never thought that, and it, not that it's just kids that go to Lincoln, but the comment is really that we have a great crop of kids, as we mention every year, and every year we say there's not a single girl in the announcement party that couldn't be on the court or couldn't be queen, and we would be just fine. We just have, and the hard thing is when you have to disappoint, you know, seven of them or eight of them. Last year, it was especially hard because Tulip Time was canceled, but I found an even greater layer of character and grace in the girls, because in the spring, I was asked to actually interview them for Pella Historical and just talk about on video the experience. And the girls were sad. Some of them cried, and yet they all talked about the fact that they understood that this was the best for the community. They understood that it was all for the best, and they hoped, as a group, the girls hoped that the way they handled it would inspire and speak well of Pella and our community and the generation. And I was just blown away, really, by them.
Thanks to Lori Lorenz, Sue Dre, and Tom Vanderwell for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.